Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael. We're learning some halachas of when it's Siman Shin Beis and we say Siv Zayin. We are actually touching on the halachas of Toichen as well as Mecha Beis Melabein. To get clarity in this, maybe as an introduction, might be kedai to start with Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Vav. Today's agenda is to go through Sivkot Lamed Vav, maybe initially, and then there is, I want to go briefly through Siv Ches, but of primary importance is actually the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Tes. It's a long Mishnah Berurah, but it's all the Yesoides of the Meleches Melabein are in there. Of Kibbutz Melaben are in there, so it's in a very, very important and critical and famous Mishnah Berurah, and that's what we're going to prioritize this Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Tes. Pretty much the whole thing, skipping a few lines in between, but it's a very important and fundamental Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to be learning that today, Be'ezer Hashem. So, Rabbi Yisrael, we learned a little bit about Toichen yesterday. Toichen, which, of course, the Melach of grinding was mentioned over here in a very different context, and that's the context of the shoes that we spoke about in Siv Vav, mud on shoes. And we spoke about the actual fact that just if your person has mud on shoes, if a person scrapes it off, besides the fact that potentially there's a problem of mashve gumois, of making even the earth, besides that potential problem, there's an additional problem of mechzik moisiv al abinyan, which we mentioned briefly as well, by putting the mud on the wall, that potentially may also be a problem, not if it's wood, but if it's a brick wall, then you may be oivon mechzik moisiv al abinyan. The Ramo was making them both, but then in Siv Zayin, the Ramo came and said, you know what, if you've got mud on the shoes, you may be, if you're scraping it off, you have a problem over here, with if it's Yovesh, also the Avik Toichen are doing a Meleches Toichen. That's really, Toichen normally, in a conventional context, is Toichen, of course, grinding, is normally talking about food. Here it's brought in a very different context, and that's Toichen regards to mud. And the emphasis, this is very important for us to remember and to keep in mind, because yes, scraping off mud from a shoe, scraping it off will be Meleches Toichen as long as it is Yovesh. And this is something to keep in mind, because there is another element which will be discussed later on, shortly, Be'ezer Hashem, about Meleches Melabein, of cleaning the material, which is Melabein, so you'd have to keep that in mind as well. But never mind that, what we're mentioning over here first is Meleches Toichen, by scraping off mud on a shoe, there could be potentially Meleches Toichen, yes. Tiltul, mud on... Oitzol, good. So, you are mentioning a very good question. We didn't speak about it in Shin Aleph, and perhaps we should have. What happens if a person has mud on a shoe, if it's quite a lot of mud, and he walks around like this, and he's concerned about potentially carrying on Shabbos? Very good question. And that's why he wants to scrape it off, because he wants to get rid of that. So, the answer to that is that since this, if it's not firmly attached and it's something which just comes off, there is no Meleches Toichen, you should take get rid of it. However, if it's something which needs a bit more strength to remove it, and there would be a problem of Toichen, again, we're going to see soon that it's done if it's solid. Yeah, if it's more soft, then it's not a problem. But why there's no Meleches Toichen? The answer is as follows. Because the fact that you're carrying from one place to another, is there any importance for you, as the person who's got the mud on the shoe, is there any importance for you to carry the mud into place B, into destination? Is there any importance for that? Obviously there isn't. Since you don't want it in that place B, don't want it in the destination, he's got no importance for you. So at the very least, it's a melach shein tzricha legufo. At the very least, it's probably even less than that. Plus, you're carrying it in an irregular way. This is considered kalach hayat. Plus, it's something which you're doing de chiluchoy, which is probably a ged of misasik. So because of all these reasons, it's a kalach hayat, it's a shinui, it's a melach shein tzricha legufo, it's a ged of misasik. All these together mix into a non-melacha. So whilst it's true you're carrying something from place A to place B, but since there's no intent, and there's no kavana, and there's a melach tzichel gufa plus shinu, etc., therefore there's no melach involved. This is quite similar, in fact, to the pebble in the shoe. if you've got something the most unpleasant, you know, you have got a pelvic issue. So is this malach? Are you over on I think he speaks about it yesterday. Did anybody have yesterday's? And do you have the yesterday's thing here? Does he mention it? No. I think it's mentioned on the sheets that we give out. Yes.
Stones on the shoes should be removed before walking out.
Before walking out. And if it comes in, so before walking out. It doesn't say if it's... Yeah. So if a person does walk out with it, however, it's not... It should, ideally, but if not, it wouldn't be a... It wouldn't be a melechis... It wouldn't be chatos because of all these... This factus joint. It's a melechis chalegufa. It's a shinui. It's kilachayat. It's misasik, etc. Similar to mud as well. Now again, to scrape off the mud from the shoe will be melechis toichin. The Mishnebuin Tzev Kot Lamed Vav addresses this. There is a distinction in the Shulchan Aruch if it is lach, soft, yovesh, hard. If it's soft, it's okay. If it's hard, it isn't okay. It's melechis toichin. Let's see what Mishnebuin says in Tzev Kot Lamed Vav. The have toichin. Although it is a melacha she'eino tzricha legufa, meaning that it is a melacha which you don't really mean to, you don't need the outcome of the you don't really want the ground item. So normally when you're grinding something, why are you grinding it for? Think about grinding herbs. Exactly, you want the outcome, you want it ground. Here it's very different. If you're grinding the mud on the shoes, the last thing you want is that solid mud. You don't need it. You don't want it. All you want is to get rid of it from your shoes. So that makes into a melacha she'eino tzricha legufa. So he says, although it is a melacha she'eino tzricha legufa, although you don't really want this script of mud, al kol ponim yisurei mina ikka lekula alma, nevertheless, there's still an issue involved. Va'alidein yudi muta. And this is actually a key concept. Ta melacha she'eino tzricha legufa is muta alidei goy. So you've got this extremely muddy shoe, And it's full of mud, solid mud, and you want to get rid of the mud. So for sure you're allowed to ask a goy to do that. Which I think is somebody, anybody been to a hotel? A posh hotel, that is. Apparently, is it true? That's what I hear. He keep the shoes outside? Or is that just a myth?
Polished or washed or dry cleaned like clothes.
Okay, keep the shoe outside.
It
will get dry cleaned. Yeah. And the shoes will get cleaned.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So if you are, just as an example, you're in a posh hotel. I'm not talking from experience. Don't. If you keep the shoes outside, and there will be, let's say you're off Shabbos, it's a goyish place, and the shoes will be cleaned over, and they scrape off the mud from the shoes, that will be mutter. So whilst you yourself, you're not allowed to do it, toichen, cleaning, scrubbing off the mud from the shoe. But if a goy does it, it's muta, based on the fact that Amir al-Nochi of a melacha shen tzricha legufa is muta. Kosova taz. And that's an important taz now.
Why is that a melacha shen tzricha legufa?
Because
you're happy they've done it.
Yes.
You leave it outside.
Good.
The deceptive practice is that the goy cleans it when you do it. It's like a mirror
na- 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 It is a Amir al-Nochi.
It's more than hinting. It's
absolutely, it would still be muta.
Why?
Because it's still a melacha shen tzricha legufa. Why? Because melacha tzricha legufa is defined by wanting the ground herbs. That will be melacha tzricha legufa. I'm grinding, but I don't want the mud. And that's what you're looking at. The melachas toichen is grinding. And if I grind because I want the ground items, then it's melacha tzricha legufa. If I'm grinding just to remove it, it's like there's a bit of negative aspect to it. And that's melacha she'eino tzricha legufa. Now that's still a derabbanon. And Amir al-Nochi, you're right. Even if I'd ask him, do you mind to please clean my shoes, they will also be mutter, because Amir al-Nochi is mutter, even a direct Amir.
You can directly ask if it's a
Darabon,
you can directly ask, if it's a Darabon, you can't directly
ask. Yeah, correct. Yeah. Correct. Now, Kosova Taz, the Taz says, Nireli, Tafka B'yesh Mamoshes Titel HaBeget. He said, that's only if there is proper mud on the shoes. Solid mud on the bag and on the garment. Makes no difference if it's a garment or a shoe, it's all the same. Kshu megareid, and if you're scraping it off sham there, os neuflin piruatit, the solid mud falls off, comes off. Ze toyem ele toychen, that's considered toychen. Avol, but, and that's a vamish key line in the Mishnah Berurah. Avol im ein sham ele mareatit, but if there's no, mud, solid mud there, but you're doing is you're grinding off the appearance, so it's more it's more absorbed in the material, then so if it's more absorbed and grinding, you're grinding in order to remove the internal acid, you're moving like to cleaning the internally, as opposed to the solid mud which is attached to it, that would be toichen. Therefore, yesh lehatzel mishecholuk shaloi metunuf ktsas. If there is, if somebody, it's mutter mishecholuk shaloi metunuf ktsas. If you got a slightly soiled garment, ve'en shema moshes tzoya, it's dirty. You could see it's a bit dirty. You could see there's a stain absorbed in the material. Ve'en shema moshes tzoya, there's no solid dirt there. It's just in the garment. Vuyovesh, and it's dry, but it's absorbed in it. You'd be allowed to remove it. I don't know exactly the metzias how that works. If it is it's inside it, but you can still like scrape it off. And it's not on, it's in.
Inside it, so
yeah, something like that. That's crumbling inside. That he said is not toichen, because toichen is by definition mud which is attached on and not in the garment. At kan l'shenataz. But the Mishnebuddin says he's not so happy with it. The nearest deity is la'ayim b'zetuv. And Mishnebuddin says, okay, I hear that you're telling me there's no toichen here. Okay, I hear that, but it doesn't make so much sense. The nehid mishum toichen leker. Such a beautiful Mishnebuddin explains it so clearly. Could be that there's no toichen, but what will there be? It won't be toichen, because it's not toichen, but it is, what is it? Mishnah says, okay, I hear. Toichen there isn't. Because removing, toichen is always by definition grinding solid, which is on the garment. And this is in. So that's not toichen. But, at the end of the day, by scraping it and removing the dirt, which is in the material, what are you doing? You're doing it for malacha. That's what we're going to be learning now. Melaben, cleaning the material internally is melaben. Melaben means to whiten any material, to clean any material. And if I've got something in the garment, it's dirty internally, and I'm scraping it off by making it cleaner, I'm okay, there's no toichen here, but it's melaben here. This Mishnah Berurah is really the opening and the key understanding of melaches melaben. Whenever I'm cleaning a material of stains, and I'm removing the dirt, and I'm making it cleaner, that's always, by definition, melaben. We'll see shortly, Mishnah Berurah, in greater detail, soon. So that's that. So toichen is defined by grinding something which is on. And melaben is defined by cleaning something and whitening something which is in. I think that's normally dirt is absorbed in the garment, and by removing it, I'm over melaches melaben. Melaben, again, comes from notion love on, white, making it clean. Which one? Shaking it out? Okay, so the answer is, yeah, because the answer is because melaben is something which melaben has to be something which is in, Mishnah Berurah soon is going to tell us more on this. Melaben is something which is in. Something which is just lying on top is never going to be melaben. Melaben is something which is more internal. Are you referring to toichen? Why is it not toichen or no melaben? Toichen, because toichen includes an action of grinding. If you have got something which comes off like this, that's not considered grinding. That is, it removes, it's not solidly attached, and that's why it's fine. I know what you mean, because at times they're a bit more stuck inside, and then it needs more of a rub. So I don't know, is that considered toichen? Are you grinding it in any way or manner? Still not considered grinding, I don't think.
Yeah, I want to see if you have white feathers.
Yeah, it would come off by blowing it nearly, right?
You have to shake it, and that's yeah. Melaben, even if it's not it's yeah. Absorbed.
Yeah, it's not melaben.
It's not melaben.
So
what is it?
Melaben, if it's mamash just on top like this, it's mutter. I mean, if it's just like something which comes off like this, there's no melaben, there's no teichen. Yeah. Okay. Okay, now let us see. Now I want to now look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Lamed Tes. I want to do this, in fact, even before looking at the Shulchan Aruch, just to get clarity from the onset. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kot Lamed Tes, third line on page Pei Ches, gives us the introduction to the Melacha, and gives us such an important Yesodis over here. Hinei, behold, Kidei Levares Divrei Eilu Ashnei Seifim, in order to understand the next two Seifim, Tzorich Lehakdim Akdom Ektane, it requires an introduction, a short introduction. It's not that short, but it's an introduction indeed. Vezuhi, and these are the foundations. Hamelabein, the one who is over on Melabein, who meovois hamelochas. That's one of the 39 melochas. No different than writing, building, koisev, boine, etc. To is a melocha called Melabein. Comes from white, like Lovon. Velibun is one of the 39 melochas. Velibun shaykh ben betzeme uven bepishton. Libun is not only with tzeme, with wool, uven bepishton uven bechol uvechol shaminim shudakon leislaben. Any material which you can get clean again, which can get cleansed, lo over melachas melaben. The libun and the action of libun mikri b'chol dovo shdei chatzeme v'apishton leislaben al yedei zeh. And the action of libun is whatever you're doing to cleaning this material, that's called melechs melaben. I'm going to just interrupt the words of the Mishnah Berurah here, just to point something out. The poskim have been discussing over the last generation. The poskim were busy discussing: does it really mean all the materials have got melechs melaben? Is that true? All the materials? I understand linen, cotton, wool, okay, I hear all that. But is it true that all the materials have got melaben? Can you think of something that doesn't, like melaben doesn't apply? Very good. So polyester linen could be perhaps considered. But even more so, where do you think that something could not melaben? Because the question is, we're going to get with the other. Because what happens if somebody has got a clothing which is even more like plastic, like a plastic? You know that, for instance, the raincoats. You know the ones which are, yeah, which they're there. Would that be melachas melaben? If a person washes that, is that melachas melaben? You do wash them. But the argument is that melaben is defined by some. Mishnah Berurah says the words after libun miki b'kol davar shedei chatzemer v'apishton leislaben al yedei zeh, to get cleansed by it, to leislaben, to become white through it. It does not refer to dirt which is on it or attached to it, even glued to it. It's something which you genuinely clean internally the item, no different than wool and linen, etc. So the argument is, Lemaisa, you could argue that any of material which doesn't absorb any liquid could be, there's no melaben on it. And that's Lemaisa, the post can take it. Lemaisa, the post can be matter that there's no melaben. Melaben is something which internally absorbs the liquid and can be cleansed. But if it's not absorbing it, then there's no melaben. More on that to follow. So he says that, but certainly with regards to tzeme, pishton, flax, and cotton, and wool, all that is considered libun. Skip the brackets. V'shiuroi b'chutshu or chabot tfachim, it needs to be four tfachim wide. Okay, Pseida. Four tfachim long. Okay. Base, point number two. Hanechabes begodim, the one who cleans clothing, have a toildas melaben v'chayev. So, not only melaben making, but anything which, mechabes, any cleaning of clothing is chayev. So it doesn't have to be making it white, but whenever it's cleaning is also, so if you've got a black material, and there was something white in it, and you're cleaning it, and the whites come off, the tippex has come off, tippex might not be a good example, but the white, which is in absorbed in the material, is cleaned off, you also have over melachs melaben. The material is beautifully cleaned black now. So melaben doesn't have to be making it white, it means making it clean. And even chayev chat is one of the 13 melachos indeed. And that moves on to the tolda. Soichet begodim, schitas begodim is a tolda. Soichet on somebody who squeezes it, shaschit the gamkin mitzoki kibusim. We are learning now, and that's a key factor, key point, that schitas squeezing is also necessary for kibus, and that's why it's a tolda. Why is that? To get to remove, yeah. So the way it works, I think that's what washing machines do. They get everything gets really wet. But I think as long as it could be sopping wet, but its dirt is still in there. It still needs a movement of removing the water from the garment. It still needs that getting rid of it. It may be wet, but wetting itself is not finished yet. She needs to remove the wetness from inside the garment, including its dirt. So that's why squeezing schites b'godim is part of kibbus. So never mind the actual element of schite, which we're going to speak about elsewhere. But schites b'godim is meleches kibbus. It's very important, Rabbi Isai. Schites, but squeezing clothing is actually part of kibbus, and it's a tolda. So mitzoke kibbusi, and it's chayef.
So you could pour some water on a beggar, as long as you don't squeeze it. That's not called
kibbutz,
it will remove the mud or something.
Yeah.
So that's a mud. If you've got mud on your sleeve, you pour water over it, which gets rid of it.
As long as
you don't squeeze it, that'll be mutter.
You're 100% correct, indeed, and that will be discussed in the Sif Tes. Absolutely spot on. I'm skipping now a few lines and I'm going to the Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah. The Gimel is as follows. Vehine, behold, the there's a disclaimer. Very much to what Mr. Weiner says, that in principle, making something wet is not necessarily kibbutz, but there is shriyoson zil kibbutzon. There is a concept of, at times, just making something very wet, shriya, is, by putting something, what's the correct message of shriya? Keeping something in water, keeping something in material water, soaking, thank you very much. Soaking itself at times cleans it. So sprinkling, notwithstanding, but just by putting something soaking in water at times, will clean the garments. And that's called shriyasan zio kibuson. Shriya, soaking, zu kibuson. That is at times it cleaning. So if I take a garment and I soak it, that is kibuson, that is cleaning it. And therefore I'm going to be over. So, gimel, veine. Behold, body camel on shiosan zil kibusan, that we learn shiosan zil kibusan, yesh teus ba poiskim, is machlokes that their opinion of machlokes a poiskim on them. Yesh, oimrim, some say, the dafke kshish eizet over lichloch ala beget. Only when there is proper dirt on the garment, only then I will say shiosan zil kibusan, te ashriya, the soaking, mavia, removes it, ha lichloch the dirt. Havalim ain't sham lichloch, but if you're putting a completely clean garment and you're soaking it in water, there's no dirt. If there's no particular dirt there, if it's just soaking a clean material, there's no issa in that. Soaking is only if you're removing a very specific dirt from the garment. Unless you scrub it and you scrub it and you squeeze it, then you're going to be over on kibbutz. But by just soaking something, it depends how dirty the item is. Nevertheless, also the shoyes some drabonon is still an issa drabonon anyway to soak any clothing. If you're soaking a clean garment, it's only perhaps medrabonon. But certainly, if you soak a dirty garment, shiusan zeu kibbutzon is an issa deraisa. Some say that even if it is not dirty at all, shriyasan zeo kibusan is an issur d'oraisa. Yeah. And now, another very important disclaimer, because there is the Mishnah Berurah, ach kol ze dafki mudeich kibus. When do we say shriyasan zeo kibusan? That's only if you're doing it in a way of cleaning it. Havri mudeich lichluch, but if you're getting something wet, you're soaking something in a, deich lichluch, in a dirtifying, no, it is not a word, dirtifying, in a way of making it dirty, soiling. if you are soaking something in a soiling manner, then kigoin, such as shenotal yodu b'mayim, if you are washing your hands, v'mekanchem b'map, and you are drying your hands on a towel, why don't we say over there shiloson zilkibuson? It's a very fundamental question. We're learning now that soaking a garment, shiloson zilkibuson, whenever you're soaking a garment, you have on kibus. Makes sense. So now the question is, well, if that's the case, that soaking garments, you're over on shiyos and kibbutz, you're cleaning it. So why is it if I've got sopping wet hands and I'm taking a towel and I'm drying my hands, well, my hands will get dry indeed. But where's the wet gone? The wet is now gone into the towel. So now the towel is wet. Imagine, sopping wet. And you're not the first person to dry your hands. You are the 10th person to dry your hands. Have you ever been late by a simcha? Do you know what those towels are? You know, you have to take one that's been recycled for 18 times. You're taking one of those and you're hoping that, you know, that you can dry your hands with that. Although, in reality, they're getting a lot more wet than... So, do you know what I mean? So there, you're also going to say, shiyoson zeo kibuson. So surely, by you're making the towel wet. You are soaking, to some extent, the towel. So why is it mutter? Shiyoson zeo kibuson. The answer is, techlech loch is mutter. If this is actually, in a way, what was your word, Yossel? What was it? If you're soiling it, because I'm not doing it to clean the garment, on the contrary, it's going to get more dirty through my hands. So by cleaning, the pure intention is derech lichloch, I'm not trying to clean this garment, at all, on the contrary, there's dirty water going onto that towel. To some extent, it's dirty, right? It's not clean water, it's dirty water which is going to the towel. That is derech lichloch and it's mutter. So derech lichloch is always going to be mutter. So whilst we say shiyoson zeo kibuson, and it's true that soaking any garment is part of meleches kibus melabein, but that's only true shiyoson zeo kibuson if it is clean water. If it's dirty water going in there, that's called the chlechloch and it's muta. Yeah. ואפילו אם היה עם תפוך עם הבא להיות אוף, על התקינוך התפוך, okay, that's what he says. Yeah, okay, ויש מחמיר נאויד. Right, okay, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Good. Okay, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So to recap briefly what the Mishnah Berurah says over here, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that there is a melaches of melabein, which is the reisa. We learned that it doesn't make a difference which material. Any material is included in melaches melabein. We learned also that any action is the melaches melabein when you are cleaning the materials called melabein. We then spoke also that there is a concept of... that whenever you're soaking something, and then it's considered kibus, and it's dirty. So whenever you're soaking a garment, that's kibus, because to some extent it's going to get cleaner. And we learned, however, that shiyoson zeo kibuson, that is only true if it's clean water. If it's derech lichluch in a soiling manner, then it's not considered derech. Then it's not considered shius and zekibus. On the contrary, that's going to be mutter. We also learned at the beginning of the year we spoke about meleches toichen, that grinding doesn't only apply with regards to foods, but in fact we find also toichen with regards to solid mud which is removed from the shoes, for instance, and that's considered meleches toichen. It's also then therefore, hence Rabbi Yisai, just if a person has got muddy shoes and he wants to go back into his home, and again the mud is solid yovesh. So what comes out? You've got a problem to scrape off the mud from your shoes. If it is solid, then it would be a problem. It would be a melech toichen potentially. I can't say midereise because mochshet zchlegufa, but it's certainly a. If it's solid, then it's going to be it's kind of grinding. Yeah, it's toichen. Maybe. Yeah, I think it would still be within the rabbanon though. Yeah. Solid, yes. Good evening, Abbas.